University Hospital Waterford experienced significant pressures for a number of months this year following a fire that caused damage to the emergency department at Wexford General Hospital on the 1st of March. UHW sprung to action once Wexford was first affected.
This is Waterford at 6.
Good evening, I'm Marianne Vaughan. Today's top stories. A significant fire has broken out at Wexford General Hospital. Ferrybank Shopping Centre's new owners have finally been confirmed. And in sport, Arsenal have the chance to open up a 5-point lead at the top of the Premier League. It's understood efforts are underway to evacuate patients as a significant fire has broken out at Wexford General Hospital. Around 10 units of the fire service are currently trying to subdue the blaze, which broke out at approximately 4 o'clock this afternoon. Gardaí are asking that anyone travelling to Wexford town completely avoid that area and that people keep all windows and doors shut. They're also advising that any ventilation systems be turned off. Beat 102 103's reporter Jess Martin has this report from the scene.
I'm currently standing directly outside Wexford General Hospital, where smoke can be seen bellowing from the second floor. It's very, very hard to see now at the moment, and Wexford town is filling with smoke. Emergency services were called to the scene in the last hour to tackle the blaze. There are roughly 10 fire engines at the moment and multiple Garda vehicles are on site. Emergency services are really, really jumping on board here as quickly as possible, and they are asking anyone in surrounding areas to turn off air ventilation, close their windows and doors. They're also appealing to people to avoid the area, and traffic diversions are currently in place. There are no reports of injuries as of yet, and we'll have more on this story as it develops.
On the following morning's Daisha Today, UHW General Manager Grace Rothwell praised the reaction of her staff to the evolving situation.
Good morning, Grace.
Morning, Damien.
Thank you very much for joining me. Grace, firstly, praise for all the staff, the ambulance crews, emergency medical technicians in Wexford and Waterford, the fire services. Just phenomenal, the multi-agency approach to this near tragedy.
Absolutely, Damien, and I concur with all of that acknowledgement right across the board. Wexford staff, Waterford staff, Kilkenny staff, right up Ireland East, up to Dublin, and the Midlands even offered support, and the ambulance personnel that certainly transferred patients to us here last night. There were National Ambulance Service and Order of Malta, and they were absolutely superb. So we received 27 transfers in last night, and we've had another couple of ladies this morning to maternity. And to say it was seamless, it was seamless. So we certainly set about accommodating and getting those patients to beds as quickly as possible. Contacted all the families last night, and all of those families will be contacted again this morning if it's not already done. So staff here, phenomenal. Yeah, you know, again, you get flashbacks from COVID, and I always said that without staff, we don't get through any day. But staff came in here last night and assessed all of those patients and really pulled out all the stops. It's just a massive reflection on the dedication of staff in the health service.
Fast forward 6 weeks to May of this year, and UHW had record numbers of people attending the ED, leading to significant wait times and unprecedented pressures.
People waiting to be seen at University Hospital Waterford's emergency department were turned away overnight. The hospital is still under unprecedented pressure following a fire which has affected services in Wexford. Edward was one of many people turned away last night, having waited over 5 hours outside in an emergency tent. He told Daisha Today why he was sent to hospital and what happened when he arrived.
Well, I went to my GP in Tramore. He sent me straight to Arkeen. I presented myself to A&E there. They went in, took my details, saw the nurse in there, and she sent me across to the emergency care assessment unit, and they put me into the tent that's outside.
We're going to go straight to Minister of State Mary Butler, but firstly, let's have a little listen to a minute and 20 seconds of Belle and Sarah and their trials and tribulations at the emergency department at University Hospital Waterford.
Like, why are people being left like this? You know, it's very disheartening and very annoying when somebody's sick already, you know.
Yeah. And would you be worried now, God forbid, if you got a really bad attack going back out there?
Yeah, I wouldn't go out there. I know you have to go and I know you're busy, but like, I've been speaking to numerous people over the last few days who have gone to different hospitals. We have a university hospital on our doorstep here in Waterford, and they're attending other hospitals. One girl, 25 hours waiting in A&E. She went to a different hospital and was diagnosed with sepsis. A young girl, a young mother, and she had sepsis and 25 hours waiting in the hospital out there. It's not good enough, Damien, you know. It's shocking, very shocking.
Even in Wexford, when it's fully operational, children are triaged separately. They have a separate waiting room. Once they've been triaged, they're away from adults who are crying with broken bones sticking out. Do you know, they're away from people shouting and fighting and security guards and all that kind of stuff. Especially within the tent, it almost felt dystopian. Like, I felt like I was in another country. And, like, they have stated now that Wexford is going to be at least September. So it's not really an ideal situation for patients or staff to be sat in a tent on a car park. Do you know, there was 5 ambulances queuing outside. It's going to cost someone their life.
Now, part of the problems, as we know, happened nearly 8 weeks ago when there was a fire at Wexford General Hospital. Patients have been coming over from Wexford, but not very many staff members have been coming over from Wexford. I wonder how many have been coming over. And we have this temporary tent, kind of a marquee situation at Waterford Hospital, outside the emergency department, people waiting there overnight, sometimes cold, with blankets, issues of how the heating takes place there, the blow heater and things like that. Let's see if Minister of State Mary Butler, Fianna Fáil TD in Waterford, is on the line. Good morning, Deputy Butler.
Good morning, Damien.
Thank you very much for joining me this morning. You've been hearing some of the voices this week. I know you're up in Dublin a lot on the hospital emergency department. Is it safe to say, Deputy Butler, that it's just not good enough, the systems that are in place at present?
University Hospital Waterford, as we know, is a busy level 4 hospital with approximately 2,555 staff, a massive budget of 261 million. And as we know, University Hospital Waterford has been one of the best performing hospitals in the state. Much credit goes to the staff, the management and the great team work. But since the fire in Wexford General on the 1st of March, University Hospital is experiencing the largest impact on their emergency department as a result. And University Hospital Waterford has seen a daily average increase of 40% in emergency attendances.
Good afternoon. With your lunchtime news, I'm Dimpshna Nugent. Today's top stories. A 78-year-old Waterford woman endures more than 24 hours wait on a chair at University Hospital Waterford. 18 complaints were made in Waterford last year to the Ombudsman for Children's Office as calls for a referendum on housing intensify. And in sport, Megan Dunford is the April winner of the WLORFM Granville Hotel Monthly GAA Award. A 78-year-old Waterford woman who suffers from cardiac issues had to wait over 24 hours on a chair at University Hospital Waterford recently. The woman, who was subsequently diagnosed with heart failure, arrived at UHW at 3 p.m. but still had no bed or trolley at 3 p.m. the following day. Her daughter Donna told Daisha Today how they had travelled from Dungarvan a day prior.
Mum went through triage very, very quickly. We then sat and waited. Mum sent me home 11 o'clock or 11:30. I had to come home and look after the house and do the jobs at home, whatever. She said, look, go on the way home. I'll ring you when I'm ready to go. 2 o'clock in the morning, she rang me, said, they told me I'm staying in. And I said, well, are you in a bed? And she said, no, but I'm presuming I'll get a bed soon. I said, that's grand, no bother. I'll give you a ring in the morning. Went to bed. I got up at 6 o'clock in the morning. I was working at 8, so I went down. I said I'd run down to our team with the bag for her. I went down at 6, got down there for 7, walked in the door, and she was still sitting on a chair.
Meanwhile, 561 people are waiting for a bed in hospitals around the country this afternoon.
Waterford Independent TD Matt Shanahan took aim at the government in the Dáil for their continued false promises to the people of Waterford.
In that programme, you've given over €90 million to each of the 5 Dublin hospitals, €55 million to Cork, to Limerick, €54 million, to Galway, €64 million, and to University Hospital Waterford, the busiest hospital in the country for the past 4 months, the only hospital last year to reduce its waiting lists by 20%, and the hospital with the best metrics in terms of A&E times and presentations, you awarded €7 million. And of that, there's no allocation for beds. And Minister Donnelly has spent the past 15 months coming down to Waterford and applauding the performance of that hospital, and yet in this programme, he has now penalised it while rewarding dysfunction in other hospitals around the country. So, Taoiseach, my question to you, will you have a look, please, at the capital allocation to University Hospital Waterford? We are waiting now on a consultant's report there over 15 months to give us a funding programme for beds.
The emergency department at Wexford General ultimately reopened on July the 25th this year, following 5 months of extreme strain on resources locally.